This is Jamie Clover Adams, Director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Jamie, you've put in your 2 weeks' notice with the department, doing some career shifts with a new USDA Ag Secretary. Can you share a little bit more about what's changing at the department in Michigan and what that means on a national level?
Well, here at the department, I don't think a whole lot's going to change. The governor appointed my chief deputy, Gordon Wink, to take over as director, and he said we're going to continue down the path of where we've been here at the department, providing good customer service to our citizens and doing what we can for Michigan farmers. I think at the federal level, I'm really excited to be working in the office of the secretary. You know, everyone has heard Secretary Perdue say he wants USDA to be the most efficient and effective agency in federal government, and he wants them to provide excellent customer service. And that's what we focus on here in Michigan. So I'm really looking forward to scaling up what we've done here and bringing what we've learned to USDA.
Working in a new advisory role, what's the new position entail, and maybe where we'll see you next?
Well, to be real honest, I'm not sure all that it entails, but we'll focus on, you know, those areas where I'll be serving America's farmers and ranchers in our commodity programs, the farm programs, NRCS, the conservation programs, as well as the risk management programs and primarily crop insurance. So where I'm going to fit in all of that, I don't really know yet, but I do have some ideas on customer service and how we can better serve farmers out at the county office level, how we can better organize across the states and provide better service.
Bringing that Michigan perspective to D.C., what would be some of those ways you really see USDA needs to improve and hope to be part of?
Well, I was excited to learn earlier in the month that they are creating a business operations portion of that FPAC mission area. So that's something we've already done here at MDARD, where they're going to bring in all of the, you know, the human resources, the IT, you know, those back office functions. And so that will allow the program staff and the staff in the field to really focus on the customer. I think things that we can do is look at what do the processes look like? Are there ways to streamline them? Are there ways that there's some overlap between NRCS and FSA and RMA, where farmers perhaps only have to provide information once, and then they're able to access what they need to access. You know, Governor Snyder always said, we need to think about what we do, not in terms of programs, but of people. And I think I want to bring those kinds of ideas to USDA.
Serving as Michigan's first female ag director, what have been some of the accomplishments with your time at the helm and really where you hope they go afterward?
Well, I'm really proud of what we've done in the economic development area. We revitalized our ag development programs, and we have seen some expansion in our processing here in Michigan. You know, we don't do that. Companies do that, but we do create the atmosphere for them to do that. So I expect the staff will continue to move forward on that. The goal is to be a top 10 state by 2026. I'm also really proud of what we were able to do in Michigan for the Food Safety Modernization Act, and I know that farmers don't always like regulations, but really this is about market access, and we instituted a way here in Michigan to help our small and our medium-sized fruit and vegetable farmers maintain access to the market, even if they're not covered by FSMA, and I'm very proud of that, and I know that that will continue. And then finally, MEEP, the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program. You know, Governor Snyder put it into statute in 2012. We went from just a little over 1,000 MEEP verifications to almost 4,500 in that time period. That's a 330% increase. And then the other story behind that is we have an 85% retention rate. So when farms get to the end of their verification cycle and they come in for re-verification, we have 85% of them that are doing that. And I think that will pay dividends for Michigan farmers long into the future. You know, we're creating this new conservation ethos among our younger farmers. And I think for all of us, that will be a good thing.
Jamie, any last thoughts to leave us with?
I would just say, you know, to Michigan's food and ag sector, it has been an honor to serve you, to have the opportunity to serve the best people there are in this state and in this country. It will be something I will never forget, and I just appreciate everything that everyone's done for me.